The creator of the Grammy Award-winning group and Oscar-nominated documentary of the same name, Buena Vista Social Club, will be performing in El Paso tomorrow. Juan de Marcos and the Afro-Cuban All-Stars at the UTEP McGoffin Auditorium, 7 p.m. mañana. Welcome, Juan de Marcos. What a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you very much, Monica, for giving me a chance to talk to your audience. And it is great. You know, I love El Paso. I live in Mexico, by the way.
Ah, de veras?
Yes, I do. I've been in Mexico City for about 5 years. I was teaching at the university, and my daughters were studying there.
Ah.
They are symphonic musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking for a Russian university. And we were supposed to go to St. Petersburg in Russia, but we found a Russian university downtown in Mexico. And it is better to be in Mexico.
Ah, why Russian?
It's olingualistly. Right now it has about 10 or 12 great Russian teachers. They are coming straight from St. Petersburg, from Ukraine, from different places of the ex-Soviet Union. They have moved there because of different reasons,
mm-hmm.
and my daughter studied with Klepov, which is one of the greatest orchestra conductors in Russia.
Marvelous.
Yeah.
So many good stories. I would love to have you tell us the story of the movement from, you were band leader of the Son band, Sierra Maestra.
Yes.
And then how did the Buena Vista Social Club come about?
Well, in 1994, we recorded an album for a small label in London, World Circuit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge success within the terms of the world music. The title of the album was Dum Dum Banza, and it was a great hit all over Europe and all over the world. We sold about 250,000 copies. And this gave me a chance to talk to the owner of the label in regards to an idea that I had for several years, to produce an album doing a tribute to my father, who used to be a great singer of the 40s and late 30s and 40s in my
mm-hmm.
country with one of the Cuban top bands, Arsenio Rodriguez's band.
Yes.
And then using in that album the friends of my father, people that I knew since I was a kid, because
mm-hmm.
every 7th of September they used to go to my house for parties that we used to celebrate in tributing the Virgen de Regla, which is the kind of Cuban
yes.
Guadalupe.
Now, and at this point in time, these musicians whom you wish to honor, it seemed their era was gone.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, the music gods, Cuba is a very competitive country
yes.
in musical terms.
Yes.
And when you get older, you get older. You know, the
mm-hmm.
people don't take care of their youth.
Mm-hmm.
Normally doesn't take care of the old guys. But I knew these guys since I was a kid, and I wanted to make a tribute to my father using the people of his generation.
Yes.
So we came to an understanding in London in 1995 to record, instead of one album, two albums. The first one should be a tribute to the music of the early 40s, from early 40s up to 60s, you know, with the punchy sound of the Cuban big bands of the era, like, I don't know, Benny Moré's band.
Yes, uh-huh.
Orquesta Riverside,
mm-hmm.
Machito and his Afro-Cubans. And the second one should be a more acoustic album.
More intimate.
Featuring the music of the eastern part of the island, like
yes.
Matamoros, Portavales. So at the end, in March of 1996, we went to a studio and we recorded first the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, A Toda Cuba Le Gusta. And then what we called the Buena Vista Social Club.
I love the Cuban sound, A Toda Cuba Le Gusta.
Now
here that would be A Toda Cuba Le Gusta.
Yeah, in Mexican accent, it should be something like A Toda Cuba Le Gusta.
That's a very good imitation.
We don't pronounce the S in the middle. If you pronounce the S's in the middle, the people can think that you are, let's say, a rare guy. You know what I mean? And then, you know, Monica, in 1997, we created a band to perform the music of the two albums. And this was the Afro-Cuban All-Stars. And since that time, I've been working with my Afro-Cuban All-Stars all over the world. Different lineups, because Afro-Cuban All-Stars is not a band. It's an All-Stars team.
Mm-hmm.
So we have had people from several generations and different lineups in order to, let's say, show the world the diversity and the spirit of the community. That's what I've done.
Well, I've read that you have a formula for each performance to make it an event. Talk to me about that.
Well, what we do is to try to make, let's say, a kind of journey through Cuban music. What we do is to show different styles of the Cuban music, because Cuban music is not only danceable music. Well, of course, you can dance all Cuban music, because, you know, the accent is, the rhythm is very contagious.
Can't not dance to it.
but you know, in our band, we try to give on space to the musicians in order that they can show their skills.
Yes.
And they are musicianship, you know. So we play instrumental music as well, jazzy music sometimes. We create a kind of journey through Cuban music, performing different styles from rumba, cha-cha-cha, bolero, danzón, son montuno, up to the contemporary Cuban music that we call la timba, which is a much more aggressive style of danceable Cuban music that's not that popular yet, but it's going to be the music of the future in Latin America, I think.
Well, as you have worked your way through this amazing business, you have attracted, I'm sure, the very best of the best musicians. How do you decide who will go on which tour with you?
Well, the most important thing is that is to be a person, you know. The first condition to be a band member is to be a good and a nice person. Because when you're on tour and when you're recording, when you're working on the music, it's very important to have the proper environment.
Yes.
Because we are so many guys, you know, 16 different people. So you need proper persons, good persons. And then second condition is to be an outstanding musician.
Yes.
So depending on the kind of tour that I'm going to be performing at, or the kind of recording that I would like to produce, or the kind of project I have in my mind, I select the proper musicians. If I'm going to play, let's say, more jazzy styles, because I'm going to be touring just, let's say, jazz halls, concert halls, or symphonic halls, then I try to bring people, jazz players, that at the same time can play, of course, African music,
yes,
because they are Afro-Cuban. But they do have a wide knowledge of the jazz and this kind of stuff. So if I'm going to play a tour featured in basically danceable halls, then I try to look for people, the proper people for this project, you know.
Well, and apparently...
Also, I try to bring people from different generations in a way that we can have the experience of the old guys, of the older guys. I'm right now becoming an old guy as well. You know,
aren't we all? Aren't we all? Juan de Marcos, it is an absolute honor to visit with you, and I am so looking forward to hearing your performance. Safe travels, and we will welcome you to the stage here in El Paso tomorrow, Sunday, 7 p.m. at UTEP's McGoffin Auditorium. Juan de Marcos and the Afro-Cuban All-Stars. Tickets are available through the UTEP Ticket Center, 747-5234, or through Ticketmaster. And to find out more, go to afrocubanallstarsonline.com. Muchas gracias, Juan de Marcos.
Muchas gracias, mi amor.